Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. You are watching the after show for Greenleaf, and she's back. We are joined with Kristen Erickson, and we talk the return of Alexa and more. Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. You're watching the after show for Greenleaf, and we are about to talk everything on this episode.
Yes, oh my gosh.
This might have been the saddest episode I've seen in a while. Oh, so, like, I was a little emotional, a little down afterwards. Man. So we're joined by Kristen Erickson. It's going to be a great show. My name is Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong. Mr. Carter.
You already know y'all can find me everywhere at Mr. Carter, also on my website at MrCarter.com.
Yes, Fran got a website, y'all. Update your lives. You guys can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at One Take Stace. And to my right is the lovely
Kristen Erickson. And you can find me on Twitter at ChrisMeTwice. That's it.
That's such a great handle, by the way.
Kiss me twice. That's it was adorable. Like a kiss me twice. Yeah. I probably thought of it when I was like 12.
Right.
And I was like,
well, I just thought.
It's a little appropriate for your show. Yeah.
You are right.
You are
right.
So what an episode. I don't know. I love the way they set this one up. This was like boys versus girls, you know, men versus women. What did you guys think about that running theme? Like, it's really a house divided with the males versus females.
That
is a very interesting point. To be honest, I didn't really see it that way. There's definitely huge division.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's definitely division. But I didn't really see the division per se necessarily with gender, though.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an interesting point. Yeah. That's a very interesting point.
I think it was more everyone man for themselves in this episode. Like, it was either every couple for themselves or every person for themselves. Having Alexa come back is very clear, every man for themselves, from the bishop to, you know, the first lady, separate, only doing their own thing, from Meryl to Noah. Like, to me, it was like, listen, how am I going to stand on my own 2 feet?
Survive.
Right?
Survive.
I don't know. What about you?
Yeah, we got a lot of broken relationships now. Yeah,
it's so interesting watching it with you because you get to like see the parts that you weren't shooting, and I feel like a lot of the cast has been able to say that. What about you? How did you feel?
Well, there was parts where I was like, "What? I didn't know that happened. Where was I when I was reading that part?" But yeah, I think you're right. It's interesting that everybody is in their own survival mode of like, got to do what I got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lord. I mean, I was taking that theme largely from Lady May, because you've seen all the men in my life are ruining.
Oh,
and then you see a little bit of Desiree Ross talking about how, or Sophia. Sophia talking about how men are rooted in a certain way.
Right.
So do you guys think that's what we're seeing here? Especially, I just found like every relationship, and Lady May and Bishop, really the biggest one, because they've been together for so long.
Mm-hmm.
44th anniversary still makes no difference.
Exactly.
Wow. That's a blessing.
The way she chopped up them flowers, though.
You've been married for 44 years, it's like you could do that. You know, y'all know y'all not breaking up just because she brought some flowers in.
Right.
You feel me? Yeah. So it's like you could do that after 44 years.
Yes. Right. Like, if I can't send you a message, then what are we even? I actually agree with that.
Right. 44 years, I can burn some flowers.
I have not done that. Listen, I'm gonna need Lady May to come in here.
No, really?
Lynn Whitfield,
we need you here.
Yes, we need her.
I feel like she would, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
We need to talk to her about because like, some bad, but some good.
It's just so broken right now. And it's just like, it's funny because we came off an episode where all these secrets are being revealed, and now we still have so many more secrets that are dividing these families.
Right.
And so we also talked a little bit about Charity and Kevin and kind of where that's going, because Kevin's trying to come back, but they're still divided. What do you guys think about that?
I know. I feel like something's going to come out.
Yeah.
He has secrets.
Right.
Right.
We can tell based on the previews that next week is going to be a big week for him, so you guys make sure you stay tuned, because Ty White will be in the studio who plays Kevin, so that's exciting.
Hey, right? Because we need to talk.
Yeah, we definitely need to chat. But I think what's crazy is that some people might say, male or female, say that, like, Charity should, like, invite him back now. I mean, even when she...
We all felt bad watching it, right?
She's pregnant with his children.
And
not just one. You feel me? She needs that they need their father figure. It's when they're in the room, that's a very important time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Believe it or not, that's a very important time. So
he needs to be there.
Like,
okay, so that's
right. Shout out to the chat room.
Sorry,
we see y'all.
I saw the chat.
Shantae.
I see you guys.
hey, Rondalee. It was broke amazing tonight.
Oh. Hey, wait, Hampton. Did Noah and Gigi did break our hearts too. I knew that Slut Terry was going to come back and
Slutter Terry.
Okay,
but she's in the studio. Yeah, in the studio.
So, Shantae, do you not think she should get paid?
Yes. What do you think about that?
Yeah, do you think she should get
clap
paid?
Clap back, no.
No. Yes, I feel like I should get paid. They just fired me. And right. with nothing to stand on.
And so, are you anticipating a reuniting with Jacob? Because now we know you're at Triumph as a member.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, I hope Jacob misses me.
Exactly. Like,
it's like just up and left.
So it wasn't obvious that he missed you. That's what I didn't. I don't know. It's weird.
Right. It was weird. Yeah. You couldn't really, like, when he seen you, you couldn't really tell. He was just like, oh, hey, you. So it was really like,
you couldn't really,
right. Like, I don't know. And when you guys kind of left off, there was like, you were just poof, be gone. So it was just kind of like, okay, well, what really happened?
Is she doing this for the money and she's wronged, or does she want to get back with Jacob?
I don't know. There's definitely some angle. There's definitely some angle, but I don't know.
I personally think she loves him. How do you have an affair and you don't love him?
No, I don't think you... well, it's weird to say I don't think you love him. But it does your feelings, actually. But what I will say is there was an episode that he was saying, like, why aren't you begging me to leave my wife? And you were like, because I know what this is. And that, to me, was... made you less of the side piece and more of like, I'm just getting mine. That was what was weird about your character. Like, I decided not to hate you after that because you were like, I'm not going to say leave your wife and do all this when I know you're not going to do that. Like, you were just, this is what it is. We're having fun. You know, and I was even talking to a friend about that today and she said the same thing.
Yeah, but I feel like there was like a little bit of both. That, like, she did really love Jacob, but she knew. She was like, I'm a smart woman.
Right.
I know you're not going to leave me. No man ever leaves his wife.
Right.
You know? So she kind of, she just knew, and almost like a self-preservation type of thing. Like, no, I'm good. This is all for the sex.
She had to be smart if she was the damn secretary, right? Yeah. She obviously had brains. If you was the secretary of that mega church, you definitely had some brains. So shout out to you, because you knew what she was doing.
Thank you.
And what do you think about Bishop dismissing her so quickly? Because she's there with an attorney, and he just... Don't worry about her. She's got a painful path ahead.
That was he just brushed me off.
Right? It was just kind of like, well, he figures maybe that this is probably a record that you'll probably continue to have. So he's probably like, well, you can toss you off to another church's problem, which is unfortunate. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But as you kind of dug your own grave when you think about it.
Oh, totally.
Wait, why did you dig your... Okay, but hold up. So Jacob doesn't...
But he was at fault, too.
He was.
He was definitely at fault, too.
And he's
he was married. You weren't. He was the married one.
Yeah. Because that's what I want to... Like, you said she dug her own grave, which I agree with in a sense that, like, it takes two to tango.
Right.
I've always believed that. So it's like, to say that she should be this and the way that the bishop dismissed you, it's so bishop-like. But then I think about how he dismissed Jacob, but it's kind of the same thing. So really, maybe he just doesn't
care. These dismissals, y'all.
He'd just be like, be gone. I don't want you here.
Leave.
Well, I think the dismissal that hurt me the most is obviously Bishop and Gigi, because, like, that is her rock. It's been her rock the entire time she's been there.
The only one with the stand on.
And he really had a flash of anger. I mean,
he cut her throat with those words. I mean, her parents, Lady May and the Bishop, like, some of the things, well, really especially Lady May, but I mean, the Bishop, this is the first time he's really said something that really cut.
And this was worse because...
Oh, my God.
He's not used to this.
It cut me. You feel me? Like, it cut me, y'all. I was like, after the way he fired everybody, I felt like we were fucking fired from our job. I was like, he fired us too, for real, because, man, like,
deep. It was just interesting because when he said, the way he cut her off, he was like, basically, we can't even... We can never make up. Like, or I don't know how long it's going to take because as of right now, what you did was unforgivable. And I was like, was it unforgivable, though? Like, I mean, she's laying out why she did what she did, and you won't tell this big secret.
I think
you see a comment?
He's
Well, because they going in on Alexa, like...
Alexa was a score like just as well. Looking for a... Oh, my God. That's a lot.
Thank you, Raymond.
Yo, we can see your name. Lord. Well, if she's getting paid, Jacob should have whipped out the checkbook when he was getting services.
Like she was a prostitute? Like she a prostitute? God, she was not a prostitute, y'all. She was the church secretary, yeah. Okay?
She was getting legal checks.
Right, legal
there
checks.
There were legal checks involved.
I should have gotten money while I was there. Jacob.
Well, now Jacob is on the outs with the bishop, and he's gone over to Pastor Skanks and trying to...
That was some tea.
Yeah.
Why did you go to Pastor Skanks' church? It doesn't really help,
you know,
girl.
I wish I knew. Why did I go there? Well, it's just like payback.
Doesn't
it was like
the argument.
It was the next biggest church, and she needed a job.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Unless she sues for a lot of money.
Exactly.
Well, how shocked were you all that Jacob went over to Pastor Skanks is trying to get a job there?
Oh, my... Y'all, my mouth... Yeah. I was like floored. Yeah. Like I could not believe.
You were definitely the most
surprised. Not in the sense that he was like, you know, double crossing his dad, but like, damn, like after the conversation he had, I almost thought that maybe Jacob didn't really want to ever really be a pastor.
Yeah.
I thought that maybe he just felt like because my family is in the church that I have to fall in the church. Now that is reality to a lot of PKs, what we call pastor's kids. Mm. A lot of them feel like they have to, you know, follow in the footsteps of their family members. So I took it as in a sense that when he had that conversation with them, like, okay, I release you. I know this is not what you wanted to do. You only feel like you have to do this because this is what the family's doing. So that's kind of how I took it. So when he went to Pastor Skanks, I was like, whoa, you really do want to be a pastor. Yeah. Like, it's so serious to the point that you're willing to go to the rival church, right, which shouldn't even be a thing, but it's a thing.
I know.
Because he's made it his life. So now it's almost like, I made this my life for you, and now you're abandoning me.
I mean, in the scene, it didn't look like it's weird because, like, when he went back to talk to Carissa, he expressed that he felt abandoned or he didn't want, you know, his dad doesn't want him. But in the moment, I was like, wow, I felt like you did. Like, he was accepting it. Maybe they would move on to something else.
Yeah.
So it was just maybe he didn't want to seem weak in front of his dad. I'm not really sure. But, I don't know, because the way the bishop is handling his kids right now, like, Charity, I mean, he's like, girl, you're next. I can't even talk to you till next week. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's just... Right. Yeah. Could Bishop be Pastor Skanks' real father?
Oh,
Risha, that's some tea.
I like that one. I don't know about that one.
Okay, yes, Jay, that would be a great twist.
That's a lie.
Yeah. Okay,
somebody
I wouldn't
said,
even be able to swallow that.
Jacob is such a child. He is.
I wouldn't be able to swallow
that. He is. My daddy doesn't want this. My wife doesn't want this. My side piece doesn't want this. It's like, how many things can you?
But this might be the first time he's going to stand up for himself, and so that's a different Jacob that we're really seeing.
Okay,
true,
but. What did you all think about... well, Lady May had some excellent... Again, the writers. We got a shout out to the writers. Y'all are good.
Yes, writers.
Excellent. Wow. So you got Malise coming in, and she gets a scholarship. Well, what a lovely scholarship for Malise. Did she even apply?
Yo, that was crazy. Like,
that was the best
first
scene,
off,
guys.
I had
oh
to
gosh,
laugh because... what's her... Do you guys know her real name? The lady.
Terry Vaughn?
Terry Vaughn. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, on the first episode where she appeared, I was like, is that old girl,
right?
It was just funny because how she just appeared, and then the next episode, all of a sudden, she's the one who called. I was like, so she did have a part.
Yeah.
So, shout out to the fact that Terry Vaughn did have, you know, a part on the show. But, yo, a scandalous part, though. Like, wow. Like, wow. But... the way it turned around, like how Lady May dismissed her.
Yeah.
It was a dismissal. I don't call it being fired. I call it a dismissal because it was kind of like, thank you. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't need you, but I'm not firing you. Like, go start another life.
I love that she asked if she'd be back in the home. And Lady May was like, back in the home.
And that was such a stupid follow-up question. So you don't need me anymore? It's like... Absolutely not.
Right.
You didn't understand what was happening. Yeah. Just in case. That was a horrible follow-up.
But I mean, to start another life, like, that's... How could you be mad? Like, I don't know. If I was the maid, I don't know how I would feel. I would just be like...
How would you mean you don't know what you feel? The reporter said, don't say anything, or did all that sneaky stuff. You... proceeded to give them information without giving information, and then you were found out, and you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know what's going on. What was more impressive to me is that Lady May found out, because we didn't know last episode that
exactly,
she did.
Yeah.
I love that she
knows too much.
And Lady May
does
it right. She pays you off. This should pay off a lot. She pays you off.
Hello. It's Lady May, where are you?
Get her money.
She did that. Yeah. Lady may be writing an check, y'all, out of her personal account.
And so, well, you know, let's take you guys to church a little bit. Let's do a little Bible study.
LOL.
So why is that story in the Bible as it relates to this episode that, you know, he's got to prove himself twice? And what's the whole men walking like trees? Yeah. It's got to relate in some ways. They're so rooted.
I know.
It's tough because sometimes, you know, God works in mysterious ways. I totally believe that. And I feel like it was, you know, sometimes, and this is just a personal belief, like for me, sometimes God teaches you a lesson more than once, like if you didn't get it the first time.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if it's necessarily what we're trying to see in this episode, but that's the first thing I thought. I'm like, well, there's a couple lessons God been like, okay, you didn't get the first time. I want you to learn this so we can move on to the next step and grow. And I think with Jacob, that could happen. With her, that could happen. With so many, like, so many of the characters, it's like, oh, you didn't understand it the first time. You need to grow from this, so I need you to learn it again. Yeah. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's that. I mean, who knows? I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
That's good.
Any takes?
Yeah, like, you took the cake for me. Like, I don't really have much to say. I completely agree.
That's how God's worked in my life. Sometimes I
you know what I'm saying?
I love like, you, so I need you to do
like, for me, I feel like it, when it comes to that Bible story, I felt like the reason that the man didn't see clearly the first time was because he didn't fully believe the first time.
Mm.
So I kind of get into it in that perspective, but it makes sense when it ties into the show because about, you know, not, you know, you having to do it a second time or, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't get it the first time. Yeah. You don't fully see the picture. You feel me?
So you can't get to one lesson.
Exactly. So each couple, that can happen. Each couple, their situation, they have a situation where they didn't probably process it the first time, but...
Well, so now
I can get that stage.
I like that. So we get a second time now with Gigi and Noah, but she not
see,
learn
that's
her
not
lesson?
What,
that's
see,
not
and,
the,
and now they're trying to play God right now because that's not what's supposed to be happening.
But can we find out? She already went through this on the opposite side. She was Isabel.
Oh my gosh, the karma, y'all. And you know how beautifully, like, Meryl just dropped it. Like, Gigi just dropped that line. She was like, yeah, he cheated with me with his ex. And she just said it. And like, as soon as I heard it, I'm like... So what are you doing?
Yeah. It was guilt. You could hear the guilt. She knew the guilt. Yeah,
exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. I was hearing it. I'm like, you're doing the same thing. And I think it caught up to her when she was having that scene with Noah.
So were you guys rooting for that wine scene or did you?
No.
As soon as it came out, we were like, what the fuck? What are you doing?
I don't know what to root for now because what are you doing? I don't trust Noah anymore.
Exactly.
I don't trust
you. You just don't like that kind of man.
So now it's like, I guess do whatever you want. I mean, because it was last episode, I would have said, if you would have said that's going to happen, I would have been like, no, there's still a chance with Isabel. Yeah. But he had no problem today saying, you're all I want, and I should get you more wine. So I'm like, I don't get what we're doing.
Have you ever been rooting for Noah and Gigi?
No.
Oh,
no, not
kinda,
at all.
Because in the very beginning, when they first met, it was already like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
like,
we were mad the first episode.
We were mad because when they sat down at that bench, we already knew.
You were like,
when they looked
no,
there's feelings. We knew, so... We were already, not feeling that from day one.
I was rooting for the Isabel Noah thing because you want to believe that, like, I mean, I don't know. It's weird because, again, I was talking to my I was going through the show with another friend earlier today, and it was just, it was so beautiful, like, that I get to do with you guys as well. But we had talked about a moment where if you have an ex or whatever, if we all kind of put ourselves in that shoe, you have an ex, and they come back in your life randomly, and you guys have certain situations, whatever it is, and you think about all the unresolved moments.
Yeah.
Can this can absolutely happen, right?
Yes.
Like, everybody can get caught up in this moment.
Yeah. Oh, dang. For sure.
Especially if there was real love involved.
You know, like, serious stuff.
So maybe this is her second chance.
That made me kind of like...
It's an unfortunate situation. Because it's very real. It could be very real.
If 20 years, 10 years, 5 years goes by, we had to part ways. We had to part ways. Not even that we chose to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then we come back. We just see each other and things like that are instant. Love is instant in those ways that, like, it never goes away if it's if it's real.
Well, but that's what I liked what Isabel said about that was in the past. I think that was last episode, but that was love in the past, and it's not the same now. Mm-hmm. And that's true. You might be like yearning for what you did have, but it's not going to be the same kind of love.
Like, I have a daughter now. You want to be a daddy too? Do you actually know what's happening in my personal life? Like, are we going to live here with my parents?
And she may not have a daughter for long. So we get her getting served in that picture, which is just when the process server serves you, he needs to have proof he served you. So
I had no idea that's how it went down.
Oh my God, in the picture too.
I said, just click like
my face.
That's... I would have slapped the phone out of this. Are you kidding me?
Give me a second.
Not like I need to, unfortunately, I need to take a picture of me serving you. It was just like, yeah. And walk away like, what just happened?
Are you kidding me? Didn't even ask
no questions. Yeah, like, that's
I've never seen papers served, but I had no idea that that's how
that went. That's probably how it is.
Right, especially nowadays.
I know how it works.
My mom in the studio watching, by the way.
Just so y'all know.
Oh my God. Mom says hi to all of you.
Yeah, that was tough. And yeah. We did say last week we wanted to know the details behind them. Yeah. So
getting a little bit
now
more.
We got them. Now we're gonna get them, which is
So we have Sophia just caught up in turmoil and just kind of looking for answers. Did you guys catch the Sophia Zoe when they were in that little Bible study and they were kind of teasing Zoe about being touched? Mm. We had talked about last week whether or not we thought Mac had done something more and she's not telling us. What do you guys think about it?
But weren't they teasing Sophia?
I thought they were teasing.
Because Zoe said, shut up, don't talk to her. Or somebody said that, the teacher or something. Yeah. I guess I missed that because I thought they were teasing Sophia because he said something about like your uncle, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, it's both their uncles. Yeah. Regardless, it's a horrible situation. Not something funny to tease about. So
are we still thinking that there was more to that story? Because she said initially nothing really happened.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Like, Mac is in jail. Leave him there. Like, oh my God, please. No. No.
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't think there's anything behind
I really hope that.
That
was just enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you think that phone call to the bishop humanized Mac at all?
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah. I think you kind of can, you don't want to feel for him, but you do in a way. Because he's human and it's a problem.
Yeah, because there was a moment I was like, I kind of feel, no, but you're...
But don't! I mean, I think the truth is, and I know we've all been going really hard on him, but if you think of him versus every other person that does have some type of disease or disorder, whatever the case, it's something that drives them to do something that we know is not right. You know, human, we know what's not right, and sometimes we choose to do wrong or whatever. So, in a way, I love that question because... Absolutely does humanize it. It's hard to admit, but absolutely, because they are human. We all make mistakes, whatever the case is. It's just really interesting the way when we decide to humanize them. We only have 2 episodes left. I have been 10 episodes into hate.
Yeah.
Hate, that's not right. Dislike. Strongly disapprove of. But with that said, it's like all of a sudden now I have this moment. I'm like 11 episodes in, I don't want to... revert. I was kind of settled in what I was settled in.
You were trying to happy decide, being mad.
Yeah, okay. I want to decide what I want to do with the other characters now. I'm trying to figure out them. Yeah. I've already figured out Mac, but I guess not. So I think it was a very real conversation. Like,
oh yeah,
do you think there's a hell and this and that? Like, it was a little eerie.
I liked his response, Bishop's response.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to remember what it was like. About the feeling of being in hell or something that like you are going to see God's
love is infinite and he loves us all, but when you feel and you see that you could have done right and how you should have lived life and how, or whatever the case is,
that's
going to feel like hell. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's deep, man.
I was like, Lord, you need to call. I'm not trying to feel that.
They are so good on the show. That was legit. The writing.
And I know.
What was that last line? Sophia says, the quiet is so loud. Mm. And what do we have in the beginning? The bishop talking to that empty, non-caring church. And it was just so loud.
Wow.
What do y'all think about that?
It is so loud because the family, the entire family is separated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Each and everyone, like you said, it's like survival of the fittest at this point. Yeah. Every man for himself. So the silence is very loud. Mm-hmm. No one is friends with anyone.
Even Jacob and Carissa, who are back on track, but they're kind of separate because now Carissa doesn't want to leave. Right. She built this thing for 5 years, you know?
No one's together.
What do we think about the fact that Jacob was like, you can rebuild anywhere? I mean, that's also a real situation. A wife moves for the husband, a husband moves for the wife, kind of thing.
I think that men-woman division. These men are really, you know, these women's voices in some ways are being quieted. Maybe not Lady May, but...
okay.
Not at all.
But now she's got to give up what she's worked so hard for, you know, for Jacob.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wow.
So what, did you read a good comment?
Richard and Raymond, I thought about that. I'm not even going to front. I thought his face kind of was like, you know, when the bishop was like, yeah. you know, there's always a way out.
Yeah.
And Mac's face kind of looked like,
you're right.
I might be thinking about that. So that's a very, very good point.
Just in case people didn't.
Yeah, Richard Hall and Raymond Banks. Shout out to y'all. That's a very, very good point about Mac. Uncle Mac might be suicidal. Might be suicidal.
That's tough.
Because he's
Gigi will not be able to. I don't know. Ooh.
Because we already know he's been through his. Mac has been through his share of pain before he became this sort of monster.
You know, he don't want to rot. Yeah. He don't want to rot. So that's his way.
I think Gigi will be very like a little out of body when she realizes like. Faith also committed suicide, and the person that made her commit suicide committed suicide.
Oh my god!
The suffering is like full circle.
That's gonna, I want to be able to handle that. Yeah. That's actually a lot.
Right. That's a lot.
That's it.
Whoa! What just happened?
That was awesome.
Thank you
to our awesome engineers.
Yeah. Or God. Yeah. I don't know. Because that just felt.
Napkin. Well, I hope that's not like you can get electrocuted.
Yes. Little spill.
There's too many cords everywhere.
Well, on that note, let's go into predictions.
Yeah. Right? Wow, that was a moment.
So, it's like, I have to go.
We're just going to put the headphones
down. So let's go around. Let's start with you.
Well,
can we start
with her? Oh, did you have a question to ask?
No, I just think it's so funny because there was some people in the comments hating about the fact that I always ask the guests to give us predictions. True. But I'm going to ask again, so predictions. What do you think?
And honestly, I do not know. So, I don't know if I think he's going to or if I want him to, but I want Kevin to say that he's gay, or at least confess. I want him to confess something to Charity.
Do you think he's already done something?
Or no.
Do you think he'll do something before he confesses?
I don't think so. Cool. I'm like, am I wrong?
No, we don't know either. We don't know. I love that.
That's the beauty of it.
I love that. And what do you think about Gigi and just her dad's, I don't know, that's like the relationship I'm worried about, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, well, I'm curious. I personally feel like, how could, I keep wanting to say Desiree, but how could she be taken away from her mom?
Yeah. But she doesn't want to face, she doesn't want to face her dad and tell her dad in court she wants to stay. That's like family division.
I know.
She's stuck, yeah.
Well, but it is ultimately up to her, isn't it? Like, if she wants to say,
they're going to take it into heavy consideration because she's old enough,
right?
Yeah, but the judge could still say you go with your dad, and you know, if she decides not to face off with him in court and not say those words, like I must stay here, it could go either way.
Mm. Yeah, Lord, that's horrible.
That's deep.
Sophie, that's her name.
She's like, seriously,
Desiree. Sophie.
Ooh, wow.
So, what do you guys? What about you guys' predictions?
I don't know, y'all. It's a lot going on. It's still, and it's only two episodes. It's like, how much more shit can hit the fan at this point? At this point, you guys, I have no other predictions. Like, I don't know what else to predict. There's not enough time to really predict anything.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, y'all. I'm just ready to see.
What do you think is going to happen to Mac?
Well, like I said, Richard and another individual made very, very valid points about him potentially being suicidal, so we'll just have to see, y'all. I don't know, y'all.
That's a really tough circle.
It's tough.
That's the way they
It's tough to even wrap my head around, like, the blowback. You know, after it's all said and done, like...
They would have lost two family members.
Like, I can't.
On...
I can't even... I can't.
I can't be the bishop and Lady May at that point. You lost your daughter and your brother-in-law and your brother. Like, that's
a lot.
Let's just... I guess we shouldn't say because it hasn't happened. And we're just going to pray he prays out of it. And I don't know.
So what do you think? Yeah.
I guess right now I'm interested to see what happens when Isabel comes back. I think she has to come back before the season finale, I would say. And so I personally think Noah is becoming trash. Ben is fabulous. Noah is tripping. So you haven't even decided what woman you want. And I'm not saying that's like super easy. We saw how Jacob did it. We see how Kevin's even dealing with it now. Like, we know that these big life love decisions, truthfully, they're not easy in life. That's fine. But I'm just really interested to see what smack he's going to throw at her. Like, yeah, you're still the one. I mean, at this point, Gigi has decided, I'm taking myself out. At least that's how it looked. Yeah. So if he goes back to Isabel at this point, it's out of pity. It's out of this all I have left. It's not 100. And I just want to see if she is going to, like, make him pay for that or what's going to happen with that. And then, I mean, I know next week is a big... Kevin is. I love this.
I'm just wondering if that little preview, because we saw also the previews of that confession, is it going to be after something's happened? That's what I'm just wondering.
It's just like, it's too much.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because it looks like
it's been, scary because that's so real. Like, that is so. I know people personally have to deal with that situation. Coming out to parents, coming out to friends, you know, it's that's tough.
I just think the way Charity is like, alienating him, y'all.
This show is amazing.
Because Charity is really alienating him. Like, if he's going to go over the edge, it almost feels like she's pushing him there.
Yeah. But she doesn't know that.
She doesn't know that.
That's the crappy part. That part of the storyline has been, you've seen it in real life, you've seen it in other shows, you know, where it's like, really, you actually made me do this. Like, how and when?
And they've really slow walked it in a very realistic way, because I really expected this to be an explosive bombshell like an episode or two ago, but not, and I'm just like,
still not waiting. I thought when he got on the app, I thought it was over. Once we got on the app, I was like, she's gonna find out, but it's like,
right in front of her face,
in front of her face.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Yes,
she's
gonna
find out. Don't y'all pay the same cell phone bill? Y'all are a family.
Man, that was crazy.
Well, my prediction really involves Gigi, because I think whenever you have a woman who's got nothing to lose, because like really she's got no one and nothing to lose. They're trying to take her daughter. You know, her father's really out of the way. Yeah. Lady Maywee's been gone for God knows how long, and so I'm wondering if she's gonna try to maybe. I don't know if she'll try it herself or it'll happen, but as the deacon board might instate her as like the lead preacher and get rid of the bishop.
Wow.
What did they say at the beginning? At the beginning, they said, the time she preached is when our coffers are the fullest.
Wow, she did say that.
And you know, technically, they probably have a contractual obligation to the church to do what's in the best interest of the church. And that would be the best interest, because that church was empty and the coffers are empty.
Yes.
Lady May had to go out of her own pocketbook.
Wow, you guys.
That's a good point.
Right. So, like, it's...
So we do this again next week? Okay. Because I'm just... My heart.
I think this was, like, our emotional episode. This was the...
Really, though?
Yeah. We saw those flowers in the trash, and I was just like, that's the family. Yeah. The entire family is just like...
He's just, like, splittered. Just,
and you were, like, sad for the family. Yeah. Even though you're like, what are you all doing? But then you're like... Oh, this family.
Right. It's just so usually I'm excited for like the next episode, but I was just like,
I'm like scared for the next episode.
Yeah, I'm
like,
scared.
What is exactly what it is.
Because all these theories, basically, like, if any of them are true.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Like, if any of them are true.
I can't.
You know, needless to say, if they were all
Richard,
true.
Tomorrow needs to be Wednesday again.
Yes.
Right. We can't take it.
And
we'll
let Richard have the last word on that. Tomorrow definitely needs to be Wednesday again.
Seriously.
Guys, we love that you guys joined us again for another great episode. Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you for
coming.
Thank you for having me.
You guys are so awesome.
No, seriously.
I had so much fun.
Awesome. Wow.
My name is Shaka Smith. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
You guys can check me out on Twitter and Instagram at One Take Stays. Thanks for watching.
You already know. I can find me everywhere at Mr. Carter.
Yeah, and you can find me on Twitter at Chris Me Twice.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
We'll see you guys later. And she's not Alexa. No hate mail.
Yeah, come on.
Shout out to the chat room. Thank you all for chatting with us. Thank you. From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in. Hollywood Redefined. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.